When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Volvo. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Did you watch any basketball last night, you guys? Did you watch any sports last night?
No, but I heard on the radio coming in, there's quite a buzzer beater again.
I have the call for that in a second.
We'll get to that here shortly. Michigan had a buzzer beater.
Yes. Against Rutgers?
Yes. So
they
you had Michigan.
Every game, the last like 20 games have been like a three-point game.
They're getting annoying a little bit because, yeah, they keep winning close games.
Now, Rutgers put 80-something points on them.
They were down
80-something.
It was 84 to 82 last night, the final score. They were down by 1 point with a second to go, hit a buzzer beater to win the game at home against Rutgers. Hmm. They just scored 49 points in a win in Lincoln, and they survived with a buzzer beater at home against Rutgers.
When you were watching that game, did you think, Jake, would that have been an advantage for Nebraska to have won that game against Michigan?
It would have helped, Bill, a lot if they had just beat Michigan.
That's all that goes through Jake's mind every 10 minutes. If we just would have beat Michigan.
It wasn't an undaunting task. They could have done it. It's a good team.
Because he'd be whistling around this place right now.
Nebraska gave up 49 points in a basketball game at home and lost. I can't get over that.
Yeah,
Fred, I can't get over that.
It's a hard one to get over.
Fred said yesterday, Fred Hoiberg.
Yes.
Sixth-year Nebraska head coach, said that's the best defense Nebraska's ever played in PBA.
And they lost.
That's what he said, too. He said he added that.
They lost.
He added that.
Well, that's
so
great.
Rutgers, Michigan, was on conventional TV?
It was on a BTN. Want to hear the call of that real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right, here we go.
We're in the mode.
Yeah,
82-81.
Probably go to hell.
Rutgers leads 82-81. With 3 seconds to go, here's the end of the game right now.
Finds Wolf to Burnett for the win.
Now, this was a three that was at least 4 feet behind the perimeter. It was deep.
God, Burnett?
Yes.
That's a funny shot, too.
Yes.
That's a
down one
shot.
Didn't go inside.
They went for the deep.
The three.
It was the same exact type of play as Bryce to Asesian.
Really?
It wasn't on a breakaway like that, but it was the same play in terms
it's in
of.
His head. It's in his head.
Asesian misses head. The three. It's like the exact same spot on
Jake
the court,
sees it
too.
Just unfolding in front of his eyes. It's like a train wreck, and here it comes.
That guy's got a funky shot, too, Burnett. Am I wrong?
No. No, you're not.
He kind of pushes it.
Oh. Is that number 9? He had the knee brace?
Let me check and see.
I think it was number 9. He had a knee brace or a knee sleeve.
It's possible.
I remember when he shot his free throws, he took forever, and it was super awkward, and he missed both of them.
I think you got it. I think you got
the
guy.
That's him. I know.
Bro, he's number 4. Oh. Burnett's number 4.
But he have a knee sleeve on?
They don't have a number 9. So maybe it was 4.
It must have been 4.
It could have been
him. And they had a knee sleeve on. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he squat like all the way to the floor. It was very odd. Like you said, missed his free throws. Was
right.
Uncomfortable at the line.
He was uncomfortable.
It looked.
And they said he was pretty good. And I go right away. I would have said, okay, when the game's over, let's go back out the free throw. We're going to get into a rhythm.
I was in the stands. And I'm like, I feel uncomfortable watching him shoot free throws.
And you're watching going like, this is not going in. There's no way he makes this. And he didn't.
But he made the three.
He did. You heard the thump there again. The thump like we heard from Michigan State. So Michigan State beats Maryland on a buzzer beater 2 days ago. Last night, Michigan buzzer beater to beat Rutgers. Now, the difference is that game is going to go to overtime. if he didn't make the half court shot. This game was over if he missed the shot. They're down one.
Ooh,
they're down.
Ooh,
there's no OT. It is win or it is lose on that shot.
They're not Michigan's not going deep in the tournament, in the big one. They're not.
I can't see
it's
it.
It's shocking is because you watch them, and they think they're 14-3 in the league.
I know.
And there's a chance they're going to win the league.
Yes.
And you watch them, you do not think like you're like do they get out? Do they get to the second weekend? I don't think so. But I'll tell you one thing: they're like Iowa. They're comfortable being right in the middle of things.
Iowa football.
They're just like we're behind by three in the fourth.
They seem
not. Yeah, we do this every week, so yeah. Not a big deal. Just got to try to get a stop, and we'll score, and away we go.
Yeah.
That was the only game in Big Ten play last night. 84-82, Michigan at home survived.
God,
Rutgers.
Kind of wish I would have watched.
You know, if Rutgers had
what
won
time
that,
was that game on? How did I not?
It was at 8 o'clock.
Now you're
late,
drifting.
Late game.
Yeah, I may you're have been checked. Yeah,
now, if Rutgers had won that game, they would have been above Nebraska in the standings. They've been 8-10. Now they are 7-11. They're 14-15 overall, but they are a buzzer beater away from being above Nebraska.
They need a win.
You have an we'll get to that more on the show.
But
tomorrow you should beat your opponent. If you don't beat your opponent, I don't know if you can say once again.
Would you shave your head?
No, because that means they won't make the tournament.
Are you nervous?
Yes. If it's Nebraska playing basketball late in the season, that when the dance is on the line, I'm nervous. Rightfully so.
Oh, you got a little bit of what I got. Bill called me out yesterday. Hacking the whole show.
Smokers cop over here.
Hey,
Jake's gonna go buy some candles.
Idle chit chat, by the way. Yeah. Yes, last night I went to the store. This story would mean nothing without Bill's thrill.
Okay.
It was almost an ungodly occurrence because of what had just happened that morning with Bill's thrills. I went just late on a spur of the moment to get some cough drops, thinking I'd use them for the show, and I forgot them, so never mind. I got cough drops, Listerine, 9-inch matches. For barbecue matches and a candle. I got a Wildberry candle. And the guy behind me, probably about similar to our age, that had three 12ers of Dr. Pepper leaded. But he was behind me, and I'm standing there, and he goes, "Hey, where'd you get the candle?"
Did you laugh?
No, Bill Strill.
How did you respond to that question?
I just said they're right over there.
Right over there.
They're right in that aisle. I don't know the number of the aisle, but I said it's that aisle right there.
Yeah. Did he leave and go get a candle?
He went and got a pudding, like it's a vanilla colored pudding candle, like a vanilla pudding colored candle.
Okay.
I don't think it was, I didn't have my reading glasses, so I couldn't read what it was, but he went and got one. So he added the candle to his Dr. Pepper.
So 312 bags.
It was funny because of what Bill had done. I was like, oh my God.
It's the most amazing fun you'll have the rest of your life. Teach your kids that. Pay attention to those around you and what they're purchasing. Because right away, if I'm looking at yours, you're going, okay, you got a candle. Yeah. All right. You got some cough drops. Mm-hmm. All right. Everything's interesting.
And the 9-inch matches.
That would throw me right there.
Because you got to light the candle. You can't get your hand in when it goes down a little bit, you got to blow it out.
Do you candle tilt?
You try to do it with a conventional lighter, but
you burn your hand right here.
You got it.
Right there. Right there. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Are you buying a candle every time you're at a store?
I'd say 9 out of 10. I mean, sometimes I don't need
them. Do you go through the mall quickly? Like, do they burn up quickly?
No.
Are they constantly lit at the house?
The first thing you do when you get home, do you light a candle?
First thing.
Yeah, and the key is you got to remember when you leave to blow them out. Yeah.
I bet there's been some times you've come back and went, oh.
Yeah, you're smart, Bill. They're for sure, but there's no real danger.
People said, God, you left a candle lit. And I'm like, I don't know. I've never seen a candle all of a sudden just implode and all of a sudden we lost the kitchen.
It's not a.
How many are lit at a given time at that?
Two a day. I mean, there's always two
just
going.
Just asking.
There's always two going. It's mainly a scent thing.
I used to love the bigger candles, kind of high, and then we start to melt down, like you said, and you kind of push the top in so it kind of melt and stuff. I would like fun with candles. Yes, fun with candles.
Anyway, the guy was, he obviously scoped out what I had.
Hey,
where'd you get the candle?
The best that he left and went and got one.
He went and grabbed it.
Came back.
And you were able to assess what he had.
Bill's thrills. Amazing.
Coming to life
freaky
after the
happened
show.
That day. Like, you got to be kidding me.
I think I have something to add to Bill's thrills.
Okay.
Not to Bill's thrills, but to
Idle Chit Chat.
Idle Chit Chat. And who sponsors that?
That's RenewYourAuto.com, of course.
David! So I had two speaking events. The one in the morning was incredible for Woods and Home. Just a powerhouse of sales of houses. That was a blast. Had a lot of fun there. Then I had to jet over and I had to get to the event with Brandon Riley.
Yeah,
Brandon Riley, like that was
White Lightning.
The White Lightning, the best, potentially top three wide receiver to ever play at Nebraska.
White,
and also didn't know this. like I said, any insurance that gets handled in Nebraska, anything that you buy, he has to approve it. He approves it.
No
basically.
Kidding.
He's the one who has to stamp it. If you wanted to get some, if you wanted to get term life or car insurance. Somehow it all gets
he's
back.
He's the czar?
It gets back to the czar. He's the one who says yes.
He's a pretty young czar.
Pretty young, so it's pretty nice deal. But guess who else was there? Swigert's there. Lauren Swigert's there. Sam Gifford's there. It's the who's who of Innsbro.
You're kidding.
It was incredible. So, but here's the deal. I'm giving my presentations up above in this place called Smash Park, which is basically a pickleball sports bar. It's incredible. It's a pickleball sports bar. It's a chain, and it's up above they have this big bar type setting. So there's 150 people in there, and I'm giving my presentation like that, and I'm talking about on my presentation that my favorite player on the team is the punt returner. As that happens, I look over to my right, which was noted by several members that were there. I look over, Johnny Rogers appeared, the Jet.
Wow.
Out of nowhere, all of a sudden I look over, there's the Jet. Johnny Rogers appears during the time I'm talking about. The punter is my favorite guy on the team.
I'm glad that you recognize that.
The Jet was there, had his grandson there, and he kind of watched the presentation for a while, grabbed a cookie, and left.
Kind of an Irish exit then, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah, it was just, he was just.
That's cool.
He was there, he rolled upstairs, he's playing some pickleball, I guess. Heard there's some people upstairs, came upstairs, and all of a sudden, imagine that, all of a sudden, just like right now, if that's part
of your presentation, that's interesting to me.
Yes. It's not Johnny Rogers.
No, I know.
But it's the punt returner. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I love that when you talk about the punt returner.
God. Yeah, they're dudes.
Yes.
Yes, they are dudes. But anyway, imagine that, though. And then imagine being with Lauren Swigert there. The pressure to present when Swigert's there.
Why
and
Swigert
Sam,
there?
And Sam Gifford. That's what he does. He's insurance also.
He's insurance.
Yeah, he makes a lot of money.
What kind of shirt did he have on?
It was a quarter zip. He looked so good. Yeah. Sam Gifford had a sport coat on.
Really?
Looked incredible.
And Brandon?
What's that?
Brandon did
sport coat.
Yeah. I would have taken him for a quarter zip.
Yeah, no, he had a sport coat on.
God, Brandon's wearing a sport coat.
Wow. Yeah, sport coat, and you know, runs insurance in the state of Nebraska. It's pretty incredible to have that happen. Also, if you think about this, the Giffords, I think they've had an 11-year run.
Oh.
I think they went back-to-back, 11 years at Nebraska.
Players.
Luke was 5 years, and Isaac was six.
I think you're right.
And, they didn't cross, and they didn't overlap.
I think you're right.
I don't think
six years of Gifford.
So they had 11 straight years of a Gifford playing.
I think that's
a long time to be involved in the program.
Those two.
That was a great time.
A decade plus of Giffords.
Yes. That was great.
The Giffords.
Yes.
Friends of the show. I mean,
we had Luke here before.
Luke, friend
we
of
talked
the show.
About, we'll get Luke back on. He's
we
really
should.
Good.
Yeah, it's off season.
Luke and Tripp make me nervous.
They're coming for our
jobs.
At
any point in time, they could Bill's not going to be in tomorrow, and here we go. Let's welcome in Luke, and all of a sudden, I'm out. That's nervousness.
Luke's good at this.
Yeah. So he's a good talker.
Good talker. I ran into him in the Nashville airport. He wouldn't mind me telling you this. He said, "Simple, I'm just all out to get to bed." I'm like, what's going on? He goes, he was at that golf event in Arizona.
Oh, the Waste Management Open. You saw him this year then.
Yeah, just like,
last month.
Yeah, last
this
month.
This never came up. It's the first time we're
hearing
it.
We didn't hear about
the
story of Luke
at all.
He was
that's the lead idle chit-chat. That story should have been a lead idle chit-chat.
He was funny, though. He said, I haven't slept for like 2 days.
enjoying the offseason right away.
Yeah.
That's Super Bowl weekend, that tournament. So his season's over by just a couple weeks at that point.
Right. So, yeah, he was enjoying the offseason.
That's good.
He's a great
He's allowed to.
He's a great dude. Great dude. Anyway, that's good, Bill. I like that. So is it a pickle? There's a pickleball bar court?
Yeah, they have indoor pickleball and outdoor. And it's a sports bar.
In Omaha?
In Omaha, yeah. It's right next. It's in La Vista.
Okay.
It's right next to Bass Pro.
Okay, I know where you're talking about.
So it's not very, like if you're driving there from Lincoln, not very far.
Not very far.
No, it's probably a 30, when I got in my car from a 30-minute drive.
Were there people playing pickleball?
Oh, yeah, packed. Absolutely.
There's
packed.
Never people not playing pickleball in this area.
With the pickleball.
Lincoln and Omaha.
Thing.
Now, I always played one time still, but they're always packed. Outdoor, indoors, you can't get on a court. They're very busy.
Are you misrepresenting this? Is pickleball really that big?
It is that big.
He's right. He is absolutely
right.
It is
massive.
And then I was asked right away.
It is. They're own professional leagues now.
Yeah. Brandon pickleball. Asked me if you play pickleball. I go, no, absolutely not. That's an Achilles waiting to happen. Not doing it. And he told me, he goes, you know what? I used to play hoops. He goes, I don't play anymore because he had two of his really good friends. They go, at that age, still love to play hoops. Yeah, both blew their Achilles. It's a year. It's a year recovery. It's a full year. It's not the ACL. You're up and you're walking normal in a month. You got to rehab it. You have work to do, but you're fine. Get an Achilles, and your whole life changes.
What's the deal with Achilles? One of the fathers that attends Keston's games.
Keston!
He blew an Achilles playing basketball.
Which I've never. In our day, there was never an Achilles. No. Never, ever. Uh-huh. Not
what's going
one
on?
Time did I even hear about a professional having an Achilles. I didn't even hear about it. And there was never a time you saw a guy like that. What happened to him? Yeah, his Achilles.
Achilles. Uh-huh.
Never.
No, I mean, it got to the point where when I was, you know, still playing at a high level in my 20s. I kept spraining my ankles, and I had to kind of quit. That's what forced me out eventually. Just too many sprained ankles.
Yeah, it's not good.
No. One time I'm not getting into that. What else, Jake? Idle chit-chat.
That's it for Idle chit-chat. Moving on.
All right.
It's 6:17. Whoa.
Roll call.
Yeah, that's Idle chit-chat.
The roll.
Sponsored by Renew. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com and do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray in bed liners, and more at renewyourauto.com. It's time on Friday for a roll call. So text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else do we want today from the Breakers?
Simple yes or no. Are you okay for Bill's Thrills if we do Dr. Love and do advice to the lovelorn?
Yes is the answer.
The answer at that.
Yes is the answer.
If you're okay with that, let us know if you're okay with trying to help some. Help the youth out or any age out.
I just would like the lead-in to be the Kiss song.
God, I wonder if that'll ever happen.
We'll see.
I wonder if that we'll will
see
ever
if that,
happen.
We'll see
I heard
if that's
a bad Kiss song yesterday.
A bad
whoa,
Kiss song?
Which one?
I didn't know there was one.
It was like Thunder something? Thunder Rock?
Thunderstruck? No, no, no. No, that's AC/DC. I wonder what that would be.
Bad. Old Kiss. I think it was old.
I would say this. If you really study Kiss hard, there's a lot of bad songs. There is. But there's a lot of great songs. And they've toured for like 50 years.
I never they heard.
Was it God of Thunder?
God of Thunder.
Yes.
You nailed it.
That's it. It
good
is
job,
bad.
Well, I'm just thinking the only song with Thunder on there.
But
I was that
but
God
I just want to
thunder.
Know one question. What were you listening to on the radio when they played God of Thunder from Kiss?
I don't know what it was. I think it was
that's
one
an incredible
of the oldies
station.
Rock stations. And
hey, guys. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 foot-long deal. That's right. Order now on the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ugh, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FLNOW. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
I was praying that it wasn't Kiss. I was like, just don't tell me this isn't Kiss. This is one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
And they said, that's Kiss. Oh, come on. You ruined it.
No, it was scrolling.
Oh.
But it was slow to do it. And I was like, you know, I was like, that's a K. That's an I. Oh, God. It's
there
a
we go.
Yeah.
It was God of
Thunder. To the roll call, Jesse and Milford, yes on Dr. Love. Brad from Baldwin, yes, leaving the gym right now. Vincent Napa with us, age 52. Didn't say yes or no. Just
who's going to say no to Dr. Love?
Well, I don't know. I just want to hear what the people say, Steve.
I think we should do every Friday Dr. Love.
GP and Gretna, 34, yes. Crowbar in David City, age 32.
Crowbar.
Heck yes. Tony in Fort Bragg, just turned 40. Rayford, North Carolina, yes, 100. Yeah.
Rayford, North Carolina.
LB
That's
and,
new.
LB and Minden, age 27. Yes. Eric and Hickman, 57 years old. Yes. Chad and Kyle, Texas, age 53. Yes. Casey at DIA. Yes. Age 51. Chet, Nebraska City. Yep. Age 32. Ryan in Delaware, age 40. Yes. Jordan and Wilbur, age 29. Planet Fitness, working out. Yes.
That's your spot.
Yes. Joel in Wisconsin. Yes. Yes. If you take callers.
Yes, that's what we're
doing. We'd like a caller.
Yeah.
We will take callers.
Joel, we're holding you to that there.
But yes, we would love, the phone lines will be open.
Preferably with some like love-oriented issue.
Oh, that's what we're doing. We're trying
that's
to.
That's the point of Dr. Love.
That's the whole, did you think it was about like car repair or something?
No.
How to change your oil.
Simba, age 46 in Syracuse. Kent, age 61, listening from McCook, but he's from Lincoln. He says yes on Dr. Love.
Why is he listening from McCook?
Well, he's probably taking a trip. Seen some family.
He must have the app, Steve. Nice job.
Some of these names I haven't heard.
We've had some new ones there. Are we expanding?
I think we're doing
is
well.
Is the show expanding?
Bearded Ben in Holton, Kansas. We know Ben.
Bearded Ben.
Brings us donuts. Yes.
Thank you for bringing those donuts.
So good. Please come back.
They always hit the spot.
Mike in Lindsberg, Kansas says Dr. Love can be an everyday segment, age 42.
I wouldn't be averse to that.
John, at least in March we could do it.
John in Fremont, age 62, yes. Leroy with us says yes on Highway 77 driving.
He's just rolling down 77 now.
Puckhead from Naperville, Illinois is in Lincoln
that
tomorrow.
That can sure get turned into something else pretty quick.
I made sure I said it correctly. Puckhead.
Puckhead.
Yeah. You're pushing the envelope on that.
Dangerous.
One.
David.
It's okay, though.
David in Austin, Texas says, we need some Dr. Love. I just got out of a 7-year relationship. Oh, he might need to call in.
Yeah, call in.
Well,
if he needs
congratulations.
Yes.
Andrew in Golden, Colorado, age 42. Yes. Check in Lincoln. Yes. 52. Absolutely. Jenna with us, age 34. Yes, on Dr. Love. It's 100%.
Hundo.
Approval rate
Hundo.
Right at this point. At this point, I'm going to read if there's a no. They're all yes otherwise.
I want you to be serious about this.
Okay. And I want input. We have this is a committee.
It's collaborative.
Sean in Omaha.
But let's be clear, though. Yeah. You are Dr. Love.
I'm not God of Thunder.
They call you Dr. Love.
Jay in Denver listening. Parker in Holdridge. That's our
I
friend
you had
out
a note
there.
You were reading.
What?
I thought you said you were reading a note. I thought you said.
No, I said I will read if there is a no. These are all yeses at this point.
Okay.
If there is a no on Dr. Love, I'll mention. These are all yeses, though.
Gotcha. Okay.
Not great.
Chad in Ponder, Texas. Let's see. Jim in Randolph. Dave in Fullerton. Robert in Coleridge. Jane in Wahoo. Stan in Bennett. Kennedy in Lincoln. Lyle in Omaha. You love
Dave, that's Ducks Unlimited, Dave, in Fullerton.
We got a Ponder, Texas in there.
That's unbelievable.
Ponder, Texas, yes.
What's going on?
Papa Kev in Lincoln, Doug in Northwest Lincoln.
Well, Papa Kev's new.
McSafety, the Godfather of Safety and Cozy.
The Godfather, God. When he stands over in the corner with his coffee, you go to him too. He sets up shop. And when you're talking to him, you're nervous all the time, but at ease too.
Right.
Triple H's dad, Mike in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Wet blanket with this right
the
now.
The blanket.
The troll. The troll under the bridge, as you call him. Steve in Marshall, Minnesota. Chime in. Jared in Nashville. Maybe he saw him at the airport, too, in Nashville, possibly. You never know. Jake and Utica. Can't forget YouTube here. We got Bolt with us, of course.
Pender.
Jim in Lebanon, Indiana, age 63. Smoking Gun Joe, age 40, by the way.
Texted him yesterday.
God.
Yeah.
Genghis with us, Mr. Blitzkrieg. James on YouTube, Troy. Albert in Lincoln, age 56. And we got BWD in Fergus Falls, Minnesota.
Fergus Falls.
Age 73, chiming in via YouTube.
Thank you.
Special shout out to Fergus Falls. What?
It appears as if our show is trending Minnesota. The right way.
So, Fergus Falls, Minnesota.
Yeah, those, I mean, I hear, all of those aren't always with us.
No, we've had a lot of, like I said, I think the show that we might be able to get Bill on next week again.
Let's see what we could do.
I hope to God.
Rod in Youngstown, Ohio. Abe in Rosalie.
Rosalie, Nebraska.
I didn't get a single no on Dr. Love, by the way.
Who's turning down Dr. Love?
We'll take text messages, but we prefer a phone call.
It's about 7:35 today.
And we'll help. It's Bill. Bill will help you.
And if you guys remember, when we get to that section, I change my voice and it goes to a lower monotone.
Like you when you help swim one day.
Yes. Yes. I had to help swim with relationships.
Yes.
Yeah. He's still searching, by the way. At this point, that is the roll call
having
sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Stop by today,
Sarah.
Just stop by just south of 48th and Holdridge. Bowling, billiards, darts, karaoke, and great food at EJ's Bar and Lounge.
I'd feel completely safe if they can't get their phone call in or talk to Dr. Love today. If they would just go to Madsen's, because Sarah could handle it also. That would be the next person I'd want someone to go to.
I want the calls.
Yeah.
I want the calls.
Dr. Love. When are we doing that, Jake? 7:35?
Yeah, about that.
7:35.
Right?
This is a new one. Scott in San Diego says, I have sciatica.
Yeah.
Chiming in this morning.
Oh, yes, sciatica?
Yep.
Is that a Dr. Love thing?
I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure.
It could be connected.
I don't know. But he wanted to say, I'm Scott in San Diego with sciatica.
I'm sorry. But thank you for joining us because it's early.
At 4:25 your time.
From San Diego, what part are you? Are you in the La Jolla region?
Ooh, I hope so.
Where
I love
you
La Jolla.
At? Are you?
We've all been to San Diego, right?
Oh God, yes,
great place.
One question to San Diego. What was his name again?
It's Scott.
Scott, how far are you from the roller coaster at Mission Beach? Ooh. Just give me a reference. How far
down?
You are?
By the way, we've confused somebody. So I did the roll call. And we said the wet blanket's the troll. Mike in Fort Walton Beach misheard us. He says, why am I a troll? It's not you. Mike, it's not you. It's not you. You're not a troll. You misheard us.
Fort Walton Beach is upset.
It's not. You're not the troll, Mike.
Why am I?
We always identify the trolls. We need to be more clear.
It's not you, Mike.
Right now, we just
have
one.
You're not the troll.
It's the blanket. Why am I a troll?
Why am I the troll?
He says, why am I a troll? Not you, Mike. You misheard us. We're sorry.
That hurt. That probably rattled his mind.
He probably did.
I hope he's back
he's
now.
He's sitting
with
down
this.
In Florida having a cup of coffee. What the hell did I do?
Honey, Jake just called me a troll. I have no reason for that.
I mean, I'm listening on the app in Florida, and I got called a troll.
Why am I a troll? Not you, Mike. 464-5685. Thank you for all the texts.
Thank you. Thank you for all the new texts. It's like the show's expanding, it feels like.
Sip, you had some impressive numbers to list for Ty Robinson yesterday in the combine. He was flying at the combine.
Okay, you guys know who Ty Robinson is.
I've heard of him. Yes.
The listeners know
great defensive lineman from Nebraska going to the draft at the combine in Indianapolis.
Ty Robinson measured 6'5", defensive lineman. 6'5", 288. Right away, the weight, I was surprised because he's always listed in the 310 region. So he's probably a little down. Fine. I did watch his 40, you know, and Coach Sipple, he looked fabulous. 4.83. 4.83 40.
It was
the fastest among 36 defensive tackles. Okay, that helps. That helps your stock. It was the fastest among 36 defensive tackles who ran at the combine. Now, maybe, I don't know, maybe somebody ran
later.
Yeah,
there might be a couple outliers, but I'm just telling you, the D linemen are there. Sometimes the quarterback will say, I'm not working out or I'm not doing this. The D linemen are there, and they're doing theirs. There might be one outlier someplace, but the chance that he can beat him, probably pretty slim.
Ty Robinson, now this is what Bill asked me.
Immediately, first question.
First question. What did he run? What was his 10-second split? What was the first 10 seconds of that 40?
It was a 1.71 second split in the first 10 seconds, and that ranked third among DTs.
So the reason of that importance, Jake, is?
Burst.
Initial twitch.
Explosion.
Twitch. Exactly.
This is a major league athlete we're talking about. The guy's he's 6'5", 288.
He wins the 40, third in the 10-second split, which is also incredible. I mean, you're top 5% for everything over the top.
Also, Ty Robinson had the third best standing broad jump among defensive tackles at 9'11".
That would have shocked me that 9'11½ didn't win it. I wonder what the number was, because that's a big jump. Is a ridiculous broad. It really is.
Fourth best vertical at 33.5.
And I would bet probably the best was only in the 34s. I don't know that. Maybe a 35. But sometimes when you finish where you're at and you look who beat you and they beat you by a quarter of an inch or something. But that, again, is a very, very good jump.
Ty Robinson performed a 3-cone drill in 7.58 seconds and a shuttle run in 4.5 seconds, both third best among DTs. He was top 5 in everything, top 3 in everything. He had a heck of a day, only probably helped himself. I can't. There's people that I talk to who rule out first round, maybe you ruled out. I don't know. I don't rule it out. I just don't know how you could. But second seems achievable to me for Ty Robinson.
The body size don't exist. So that's what makes your...
He's whipping through the cones.
Your value goes wet. Also, the next thing, has film. Remember, film matters.
Big
film. You do all this other stuff, and then it's like...
He's got great film.
And if you do all the other stuff, and you say, how's he on film? Just stick with it, because some people can just be workout warriors and they can't. And there's also people in the middle of that pack that can play like crazy. Yeah. And so there'll be some people he was 15th in everything, and still he ends up being all pro. There's guys that can just play the game.
I think this confirms to me again. He's 24 years old. Is that right? He's a little older than normal.
He's in that region, Jake. I don't know what he is exactly. 23 or 24.
But I'm just confused. I know that was kind of the turnoff in terms of why he might have his grade lower for a draft. But he was seen as a third or fourth round pick the last couple months. And I thought that was too low for him.
Yeah,
and now he's proving.
We talked about that on the show.
That's crazy. He's not a fourth round player.
That's the only negative he has going is his age.
His age.
Because a lot of times people have played 3 years and come out early. They were 21 coming out. And so another negative that people would say would be, he's got some tread off on the tire.
He doesn't have much of an injury history.
No, he's stayed very healthy. So that's that goes back to the plus side.
Right.
But that's if someone's saying, okay, you go through all these lists, what would any negative you can find? Well, his film's really good. No issues off the field. Tests really well. He'll get individually worked out in a bunch. How he does in that matters. And so what would the only if he did this at age 21. You would be more excited, you would be, than age 24.
I will be, what you hear is that, and I don't know this, but what you hear a lot of is the defensive tackle crop is really strong, and it probably is.
It's like one of the best drafts. I heard that this morning driving
tackle.
In.
He's top 5 in every category at the combine.
Right.
And he has, and we say, great film. Yeah. Great film on
it. Also, everyone knows it. Everyone knows in football. D-line, 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 O-line, O-line, mass kicks ass. You have to have. But can there be a better time to say, if you want to take D-linemen, let's take two of them, because coming off the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Just watching the Eagles just absolutely destroy the best quarterback in the NFL couldn't perform.
I think Ty's in a good spot.
And so he just up. And also, like I said, you have no character issues off the field. You have nothing.
Nothing.
Well, he's had a couple run-ins.
No.
Haven't heard his name ever.
He's the nicest guy ever.
And I had a chance to actually coach him. I mean, I absolutely love him. I mean, he's going to be, like I said, he's someone that it's a good deal. And you have to go back also. You got to be able to give whoever the past staff was with Dawson and Frosty, whoever brought him here.
Yep.
That's a big deal.
I think that's
Dawson was the recruiting coach that brought him here.
From Arizona.
From Arizona.
I'm not positive about that.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm sorry about that.
But anyway, just you have to give credit because they.
Yeah.
So when the new staff showed up, there was two guys there. Him, Nash, Butler. Those guys were all already here.
I just remember when he was a recruit covering him because he had a camel on his property. Like, his mom is a vet, and they had, like, a pet camel. It was amazing. There you go. I don't know about these other guys when they're going. I think
yesterday. He's the only one that's gone so far for Nebraska, I believe. Okay. Right? We didn't hear from Tommy Hill yet or Nayor.
I would have liked to see the cone drill. One time I saw, you know, one of the freakiest things I've ever seen was Randy Gregory doing the cone drill. I felt so bad for the guys who followed him, and they were little. They were little. Randy's 6'5", 240, whipping through the cones, and then, you know, I'm not going to name the linebacker, but he ended up in the NFL. He did it. I'm like, oh, God, sorry. I'm sorry you had to follow that. Randy was the all-time freak.
It's like being a comedian. You don't want to all of a sudden roll in. Okay, who do you got? You're in between Seinfeld and Bergazzi.
I'm not good today.
What happened? Randy had problems during his last year at Nebraska, but then between the season and the workouts, he got freaky shape.
And he got locked in.
He got locked in.
Randy was a scary
thing. Locked in Randy was nuts. It was crazy. Like, Bill, I hadn't seen a guy like that. Yeah. I covered Wistrom. I mean, I'd never seen it like that. But then he fell off before the draft.
I mean, he was a guy that thought could be a top five, top
third
10 pick.
They were talking third, second pick.
Yeah, top five pick in the draft.
And that's what it looks like.
Second round instead.
I saw what it looked like at Nebraska's pro day. I'm like, how is that even possible?
Now, I'm assuming that you and Sean with On Three will be
At Pro Day.
100. Nebraska's Pro Day.
100.
And the date on that is?
March 25th.
That'll be a fun day for you guys.
I imagine Rule will invite me down to kind of help.
Probably help. Personal text or not? Will you administer any drills? Okay, now the D-line drills, Sipple. Down there with a medicine ball and some bags.
No, Sipple, you don't do that here.
You have to have. If you do the D-line drills, you got to have a green football on a stick. Yeah, boom.
I want to see that.
No, you don't do it like this. It's on the ground.
I want to see Sip navigate
this. It's a simulated snap of the ball.
Good luck.
Just teach you how to periff the ball. Oh, you don't do it to his face. What are you doing?
They start laughing at you.
Hey.
Look
right
at this
here.
Guy.
Hey, right here.
All of the ball.
What is that? No, it's for on the ground.
Oh, my bad. Sorry,
I want to see you do this without any sort of guidance. Go ahead. Here's your...
All right, guys.
Here's your stuff. Go for it, Sip. Try it out.
Hold on.
March 25th, Pro Day. So nice day for Ty Robinson. We'll see how much it elevates his draft status. It's April's draft, just a couple months away.
1 hour away from Dr. Love.
Yeah, if you have questions about...
Call in.
Love matters.
We hope it's very emotional, too.
Love matters.
Yes, love matters. Yes.
When we come back, aging gracefully.
Oh, wow.
With
Steve's
Sip
up.
Is next in early break on the ticket.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.